Hey, welcome back to the show. I am your host, Caitlin Parsons. It's just you and me today. I'm actually in my kitchen recording this. I'm standing up exactly where I stand anytime I throw a little gathering or a dinner party. And I'm just imagining that you are right here with me and we are having a cup of tea or a glass of wine, just talking. And I was on a walk earlier today with a great friend of mine, Tyler Rowling. If you don't follow her on Instagram and you are looking for inspiration around embodiment or expression or dance or anything related to body image and intuitive eating, I highly recommend following her. She is also a former guest of the show. Anyways, you may not know this, but Tyler and I often do soul walks, and we will meet up and go for a walk in the neighborhood together. She lives not too far from me, and we just walk and look at beautiful things around us and have a very heart-to-heart conversation. And I always walk away feeling so inspired, and the inspiration that came through on our walk today was really about fashion and how that ties into our body image. And I want to share this with you today because this has been really present for me for a long time, personally, and has really shown up professionally in the past couple of years in doing deeper body image work with clients and really going beyond traditional body image work with clients too. And one of the things that that kind of separates me from other coaches out there is I really don't define body image as just the physical skin that we're in. I really look at body image more holistically in terms of who you are being, how you feel in the skin that you are in, physically, mentally, emotionally, inside and out. It's very expansive. It's multidimensional in the sense that it really ties into different elements of our life too. And so one of those pieces in the self-expression of body image work is our relationship with what we wear every day and how we define ourselves by what we wear, and how we feel about ourselves around what we wear. Now, this has always been really important to me. I remember not too long ago, I was having a conversation with somebody and they asked me, what is a snapshot of a moment in your life that really just defines you as a person? They asked me this and I didn't even give it too much thought. I just really leaned into what was present for me in that moment intuitively. And the first thing that came up was me in a dress up box when I was a kid. And I think that's very true. And that's been a clothing and that expression has been so ingrained in me and such a part of my life since I was a kid. And I think that it's so relevant for so many of us today too. And so because this is something that just is so naturally occurring for me, I want to just offer how you might be able to create more of this in your life as well too. If this resonates, that you might hear this conversation today and just feel like, oh my God, I don't even get what you're saying. I hate clothes. I don't have any interest in expressing myself through clothing whatsoever. Totally fine. I want to invite you to just hang out with us though and see what you might walk away with. So when I was a kid, I did grow up in a dresser box. Basically, I remember my mom had this box that she kept in her closet and she would basically just stock it with things that she found at thrift stores and garage sales and costumes that she would make for us or buy for us, just random things. And then I eventually started to contribute to that box just through things that I felt like I wanted to, and I have no idea where I got these where I got these pieces from, but everything from hats to long dresses and sweet sequin tops and shoes and glasses and hoop skirts. Seriously, I have this very strong memory of my mom coming home with this big hoop skirt that she probably found from a thrift store from somebody's wedding, like a wedding dress hoop skirt. And I loved this thing. I felt like I was Joan March from Little Women every single time I put it on. And I just remember putting that on with a long dress, running around the house, playing Little Women. And why I'm sharing this is because in that moment, I was transported based on what I was wearing. I was a different person. I felt different in my body in that moment. And that was so impressionable for me because I was so young, and that carried into my life and different parts of my life very organically too. But it's just interesting to kind of understand what the history of that is and where that started for me. And then, of course, you may or may not know this, but getting into acting when I was a kid and going to an art school in high school and just being in that world of theater and film and costumes and all of those things, that was also another opportunity for me to express myself and just try on different identities based on the clothes that I was wearing. And then when I got into college, I majored in fashion, also a way to kind of just connect the dots. And a big part of that was also because of how fashion and clothing had made me feel, and that connection and that energetic connection and that, that embodiment piece that I couldn't really define at the time, but it just felt really good. And so beyond that, after college, and getting into my career, I started out in fashion, pivoted. I went through this period where I did not, it was kind of like breaking up with fashion. Like I did not want to associate myself with what I was wearing. I felt uncomfortable so many times in my life, like based on what I was wearing from a body image perspective. And really just paused that relationship with clothing and fashion and self-expression in that sense. And honestly, it really shifted during the pandemic. And this is actually, as I'm saying this to you, this is kind of the first time that I'm thinking about when this shifted, but it really was the pandemic when I really started to kind of reassess my relationship with fashion, which is wild because, of course, we were locked in our homes. Nobody needed to get dressed. And for me, in that moment of going into lockdown and isolation and all of those things, I pulled that tool from my toolkit intuitively. And I really used fashion as a way to reconnect with myself and feel safe with myself and express myself. And honestly, it was a big saving grace for me in a lot of ways because I still got dressed every day. And that's a personal tip that I share with anybody who wants to take it. I think it's one of the best and most effective ways that you can change your mindset for the day is just getting dressed. This will look different based on the day and based on your emotions and what you are walking into and whatnot, but just getting dressed into some type of outfit versus pajama pants or pajamas or sweatpants or yoga pants or whatnot, into something that makes you feel even slightly more elevated. And really going back to that during the pandemic really re-inspired this confidence around clothing and helped me remember how important that is and how effective that can be as a tool for our body image, in the sense of how we're feeling about ourselves, our confidence around ourselves, the person that we are, the person that we are becoming, who we are stepping into. And so I really want to share this with you today and just invite you to consider what your relationship with fashion is right now. How do you get dressed every day? How do you get dressed most days? Doesn't even have to be every single day, but how do you make the choice around what you're wearing? Do you find yourself just kind of mindlessly wandering into your closet and throwing on things without giving it a lot of thought? Are you agonizing over what you think you should be wearing? Are you finding yourself blocked by putting on clothes because of fears that are coming up around your body changing or just body insecurity in general? Any of those things? Or do you find that it's so easy and that you love expressing yourself through fashion? Or maybe you're similar to me where you perhaps loved it before and kind of forgot how powerful that love was. I really want to just offer this to you to consider building in the self-awareness right here, right now. What does your relationship with fashion and clothing look like today? And how do you want it to look? How do you want, who do you want to become? I guess that's what I want to ask you. And how is your relationship with clothing either moving you towards that version of yourself, keeping you stuck, or holding you back? And whatever you answer, just let it be. And that's the best place to start any type of transition moving forward, is just understanding, well, where am I today? And how do I want to move forward? Who do I want to become? How do I want my relationship with clothing and fashion to look like? And this is deeply personal. I want to highlight this because this can quickly become tied up in unrealistic expectation setting, comparison, worthiness pieces, deeper insecurities, all of these things. Your relationship with clothes is a relationship. And you don't owe an explanation around that relationship to anyone. This is your relationship with who you are becoming and how clothing reflects the person that you are becoming. So I hope that's helpful to just begin thinking about today and as you move into this week, and also how you might be able to reach for inspiration around how clothing makes you feel. I can't wait to hear what you think. If you are really feeling inspired by this conversation, or if a light bulb is going off for you, I would genuinely love to hear. Please email me at hello@caitlinparsons.com. I can't wait to hear from you and just see how this resonated, and also just find out and discover what your relationship with clothing and fashion is like in general. What's your story? Share anything that you want to with me. And I am sending you all of the love and courage and confidence in the world. I hope you have an amazing day and a great week. I'll talk to you next time.
That's our show. Thank you for spending time with us today. Our show producer is Stephanie Olea. Shayla Anderson is our community manager. For more information around healing your own relationship with food and body image, click the show notes and you'll find direct links to our guests, plus resources and more. If this conversation resonated with you, please leave a review and share it with a friend so that we can continue to heal and empower these important topics around our relationship with food and body. Sending you so much love, confidence, and strength. I'll see you next week for another episode.